This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, including the men and women out there driving the big old 18-wheelers. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. Also, we're on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And back for hour number two, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. You got some news there coming out of Florida about a legal case?
That's right, Captain. The U.S. Judge has now allowed the Norwegian Cruise Lines to demand that passengers show the proof of vaccination. So, in other words, it's striking down this notion that that Florida can ban the idea of using a, quote, vaccine passport program on cruise ships. This is a preliminary ruling. It was issued yesterday on Sunday by U.S. District Judge Kathleen Williams. She's an Obama appointee from 2011. So we'll see what the response is. The lawyers for the Governor DeSantis have not responded as yet, but this is certainly something that we'll be hearing about, I'm sure, more on Monday. Very interesting development in terms of this idea of the vaccine passport for various businesses, and cruise ships certainly seem to want to make that happen.
Well, I suspect that this may go to the U.S. Supreme Court because it appears to be the mission of the Democrats to try to force the hand of the red states and the Republican governors to try to get all the stuff that they're challenging that the Democrats are putting forth and try to get that to the federal level, to the Supreme Court. So we'll see.
Right.
Yeah. Now, did you hear about Quebec up in Canada?
Yes, well, they're talking about vaccine passports.
But, no, they're not talking about them. They've got them.
Well, yeah, well, of course, yes.
You want to go to Quebec, folks, and it doesn't matter if you drive in there or if you take a train up there or if you take a plane in there, you had better have a vaccine passport and be able to prove that you've been vaccinated or you ain't getting in.
Well, right. You know, I was just talking to somebody about this on Friday. The notion of businesses, you know, because some office, you know, administrative office, businesses and so forth, where you work at a, you know, the desks and everybody's in the same office, we're hearing about businesses beginning to want to demand that from their end, not just if you work in retail or other commercial endeavors. But here's the thing. Some people, unfortunately, are going out there getting a fake card. And so it's going to beg the question, how do you verify this? And so that's why there's going to be some kind of system in place. California already has a QR code you can put on your cell phone that someone can scan to bring up your documentation. We're going to see what happens with this.
Well, eventually I predict that every state in the country will have it. And the reason I'm saying that is because of what little Dr. Fauci had to say. He's talking about the fact that if these vaccines become authorized, 100% authorized, and Pfizer's about to, it looks like, by the FDA, that then the states would be well within their rights to mandate them. The next one would be Moderna. I'm not sure how fast Johnson & Johnson would come along. But the one that they've had the least trouble with, in my opinion, has been the Moderna so far.
Well, exactly. Yeah, we have not heard really any detrimental things about that, as far as I know. And millions upon millions of people have received these vaccines. And yes, we've heard some things, but not on large scales.
Now, again, Chuck Schumer made a comment here just a short while ago. He's vowed the passage of the infrastructure bill the easy way or the hard way.
Well, sounds exactly like Chuck Schumer, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, we're going to do it the easy way, or we're going to do it the hard way. He'll still go on and on about that.
Yeah, and as I'm saying right now, they don't have the votes.
Well, no, they don't. And again,
or it would have already been passed.
Well, that's exactly right. I'm so glad you said that, because if it was an infrastructure bill about things that people traditionally consider to be infrastructure, roads, bridges, that kind of thing, that people can walk out of their houses and look at and say, yes, we do need to fix these things, that could pass. It could pass overwhelmingly, and the American people would think it's money well spent. But when you go down these rabbit holes with these amendments and all this kind of stuff, you got to be kidding me. They can't get a win to save their lives on these things.
Right. And former President Trump says the infrastructure bill is actually the beginning of the Green New Deal. I believe that with all my heart.
Well, sure, because they want to redefine what infrastructure is, first of all, and they really believe that they're going to pick these winners and losers in whatever new green economy they want to create.
All righty, folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you would like to opine, you may do so, and you may do so by giving us a call at 877-969-8600. And Kathy's going to take us to break, and she will tell you what it is that we're talking about here.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will. And you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell before, and you've heard me talk about the fact that his great MyPillow.com company, I'm one of the endorsers for him. I tell you about him. And I tell you to go to the Radio Listener Specials page over there at MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, or give the call to the telephone number 800-641-5459. But what I'm telling you about now about Mike Lindell, which is different and will be for the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th, so you'll be hearing about this for the next 3 days and nights, is what he's doing. And it's his symposium. And here it is.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
And, of course, the promo screen, promo code on the screen is what, Kyle?
The promo code is CAPTAIN.
And the phone number is 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Get an immediate response to your question over there or whatever answers that you need to have. And again, frankspeech.com for the next 3 days and nights, this symposium going on. And the way you get to watch it free is to use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you're in Lake Flynn. All right, let me go to the phone line here. We've got a caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, hello. My name's Margaret, and I'm in the state of Georgia.
Hello there, state of Georgia. What's up?
Well, I just heard some of the news again. I've been studying this vaccine because it's a new type of vaccine for a long time because I'm very sensitive and I'm knowledgeable of my own health. And I'm just totally incensed about making it mandatory. It's an experimental mRNA. One is affects the DNA and RNA. That's part of our being. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, in the medical profession, there are ethical standards. We could never even give a drug to anyone if they said no. It has to have your consent. Okay, now they get away with that, like jail connected or whatever. People, it seems around the age, people make up lies for what they do. Okay. Now, what has had a lot of people concerned, but I got concerned and mostly personally for my own self. What can I take? Would I chance it? A lot of studying with the blood clotting. I was talking about that to someone, and then I called, I was talking to my family, my nurse friend. She's my niece, her friend, almost 50. She got a blood clot to the heart about within a day. And he died. And this doctor wasn't afraid to speak up. He said it was from the vaccine. Now, people are in trouble in these days, the doctors and everything, even for coming out with facts they've had for years about other things. But I remember coming across something about Obama back, I'm trying to think what year it was, 2000, I guess around the time he was in. It was something on the YouTube, and I wrote it down. It was quite a few years back that they wanted to get that everyone nano-chipped through the medical profession. That was their aim. Okay, so there's a lot of reasons to mistrust this being mandated. Now, to force an unproven vaccine, and by unproven, I mean symptoms can come back at you years later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I listen to different things like that, but it really frightens me that they would push something like that. Then I came across on the YouTube a few months back. I've been doing this since January. Okay, when I watched a movie from Britain, it seems they knew more about the coronavirus.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Were you old enough to get the mandatory polio vaccine when they put that in place?
Yeah, I've done some post reading about that.
It was
mandatory.
Yeah, it was. You couldn't go to school without the polio vaccine unless you had a religious exemption.
Yeah. This is biological, not religious. The point is, it's mRNA. The point is, people that are bad doctors and bad purposes. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to tell you something else. I came across something on YouTube. Are you still there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it was called the VMAT gene, the God gene. It was done by, it has a report number, Department of Defense. He was giving a lecture showing a movie. And they were explaining how it's called FunVax, meaning fundamental vax. For people who are too spiritual, now, today, someone said, would you mean the radical Islamists? No, that's not who they're attacking in this day and age. But anyway, it showed how they did a test. It showed how it affected the brain. And those who weren't so spiritual, the brain lit up in one area, and it shows it goes into the biology there.
Alrighty.
And at the very end, they said the best way to get it to the population is through the either rhinovirus or another virus. Now we've had things in the past done even over America, and I don't mean the real old past either, where I wasn't into this, but I would come across it occasionally.
All right.
Where certain things were dropped on the American people without their consent.
Okay, but I gotta go because you're lighting up the phone lines here.
Well, to me, they're putting my life at risk.
Okay.
Putting this vaccine, no matter what he says. Remember, Fauci funded them.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your call.
All right. Bye.
Now, Kyle, let me get your response first. You heard a lot of that, right?
Yeah, she had quite a lot to say.
I think she had more, but I've also got some things going on here. Isn't this again? Oh, doggone it! They're talking too fast here in the chat room. Isn't that against the HIPAA laws? Somebody needs to bring a test case to the Supreme Court. Well, under normal circumstances, it would be. However, we are operating under a national emergency declaration where all bets are off. That's how they're getting away with this.
Well, sure. The whole thing, it's under an emergency approval for use right now. That's the only reason the vaccines are actually out there.
Because we're under a national emergency declaration.
Precisely.
Yep. And that's when things change.
Well, of course. And I would also add, too, that Operation Warp Speed, instigated by President Trump,
yep,
is the reason we even have a vaccine. Otherwise, we'd be talking shutdowns, everybody stay home, government pays for stuff for years.
Well, I know they're headed towards a mandatory vaccine. I know they're going to do it to the military no later than the first of the year. Everyone in the military will be getting a vaccination, period. The only exceptions will be probably by religion, the same way they did the polio shot years ago. But they did make that polio shot mandatory. I mean, you could not go to school if you hadn't had the polio shot. It was just that simple.
Exactly. And there's a list of vaccines or vaccinations that kids have to in order to attend.
Yeah,
a
booster shot.
Well, exactly, and all kinds of things. And
mumps, measles, diphtheria, what is it, scarlet fever?
That's right.
Yeah, several different things, and then the polio shot.
Yeah, because the idea is that if you can eradicate diseases, basically, and it does take a while, but vaccines are a major part of that. And you know, Captain, when we're talking about vaccines and so forth, you know, people still should talk to their doctor. I mean, that's what
right.
You should do first. If
because the doctor can give you a medical disclaimer to where you don't have to have it. That's the other thing I forgot about, as well as the religious disclaimer. Those are the two things that I know of, the only two things I know of that get you out of taking a mandatory vaccine if they go that route. We don't know if they're going to go that route. We're just reporting what we know on, but it sure as heck sounds like it, doesn't it?
Right.
All right, hold that thought. All right, folks. Kathy's going to give you the telephone number. We're going to go to break, and we'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has voted to end debate on a bipartisan infrastructure spending bill, setting the measure up for a final vote within the next day or two. Senators voted 68-29 Sunday night, with 18 Republicans joining with all Democrats to set the bill up for a final vote, which it's expected to pass. The bill would then go on to the House, where it faces a tougher road. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said that she wouldn't bring the $1.2 trillion measure to the floor of the House unless the Senate also votes on a larger $3.5 trillion spending package. And the Dixie Fire burning in Northern California has become the second largest wildfire in the state's history. The fire burning in four counties has scorched more than 463,000 acres and is about 21% contained. CAL FIRE says that three firefighters have been injured while battling the blaze since it began around July 13th. No fatalities have been reported, but the fire has destroyed more than 400 structures, with another 10,000 threatened. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And look.
Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Mark Walters. And, of course, the Monster Cast was on last night. Many of you heard it right here on these same stations. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico. Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And you can find out more about them by going to their website, geico.com. That's G-E-I-C-O.com, because they've been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me. Now, you can also get coverage for the motorcycle you drive, the ATV, maybe you got a boat, maybe you got an RV. And the way you really save money is to bundle your automobile insurance with your homeowners and renters or condo insurance. That will save you a boatload of money. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All righty, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I got a little something to say about Joe Biden and the fact that I know that he's in trouble right now, and the trouble is going to get worse. You ready?
Yep.
There was a poll last week done, not once, but twice over the past 2 weeks, by the left-wing group called the Quinnipiac Poll. You ever heard of them?
Of course, yeah.
Well, they show that the Biden job approval is plummeting and has been for the last couple of shots at it. Now, for the second time in a row, he couldn't reach 50%. And President Biden gets a mixed job approval rating, with 46% of Americans approving and 43% disapproving, according to Quinnipiac. Now, this compares to a positive 49% and a negative 41% job approval in May. But Quinnipiac has its own fraudulency approval rating at 46%. So I got three different numbers here, and this one is 46-46. You don't know which ones to believe. That's what happens when you got fake polls. The Quinnipiac is one of the most biased and fraudulent pollsters the world has ever seen. Here's how fake they were, Kyle. Back in 2020, Quinnipiac had Biden winning Florida by 5. Trump won by 3. In Ohio, they had Biden up by 4. Trump won by 8. And there's talk in Washington right now, Kyle, and I've heard it, and maybe you've heard it too, that if and when Biden goes below 40% on his popularity, he'll be replaced by impeachment, or the 25th Amendment. The Democrats will get the president they wanted all along, a true communist. That's their goal. That's what they're trying to do.
Well, you know, have we heard anything really from Kamala Harris big time at all?
Quiet as a lark.
Yeah, it's just really
except for what she's going to do today.
What's that?
She's going to be talking coast-to-coast, border-to-border, live and in person on a Zoom call with the president of Mexico.
Oh, okay. Well, is she still trying to get to the root causes of migration and
she's
stuff
doing,
like that?
Yeah. She's doing her border czar stuff with a Zoom call.
Well, you know, that's another for-show thing, I'm sure. But you know, it is interesting, Captain. One has to wonder how much longer the Democrat Party elite are going to support President Biden. Perhaps they'll continue to support him as long as they figure they can have him go out and say whatever it is he's supposed to
say. Until the popularity numbers go south and they're slowly getting that way, they'll support him. Once it gets down to that magic number, that's it.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised because he doesn't seem to be able to carry the ball very well.
And more is coming because wait till I tell you about some of these other things. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
A GOP lawmaker announced plans to file articles of impeachment against the DHS secretary, Mr. Mayorkas, over the border crisis and his handling of things.
Well, exactly. You know, these are going to be in the news. Whether it's going to be successful, of course, that's another story. But
well, it would be more successful than going after Biden because most of the people can relate to the fact that Mayorkas has been just downright lying to the country.
Well, right. And that's what I was going
to
say.
The border is closed. We do not have a problem there. We have addressed it and we have taken measures. And we have corrected what was left as a huge mess for us before because it was a disaster because the other administration didn't do anything.
Well, right, and people know that that's just not true. They know that there was no crisis.
It's not true.
Yeah, just go back to January the 20th, and then there's no crisis, and then suddenly there's a crisis at the border because of the undoing of all the Trump policies.
All right, well, let's move along. The University of Wisconsin removed a large boulder from its Madison, Wisconsin campus because two student groups complained that the rock was a symbol of racism.
Well, it evidently carries a particular name that they feel the symbol of racism, but this rock has been there for a long time. It was brought there evidently by a glacier long, long, long ago, back during the Ice Age or something like that. So suddenly it's going to be moved for the first time in thousands and thousands of years. Yeah.
Now, the Albany sheriff that's opened a criminal investigation into Governor Andrew Cuomo says, "I'm not going to be intimidated. I'm going to do my job."
Well, sure. I mean, this is big time stuff, and you know we've heard about these criminal complaints, and we know about the report from the New York Attorney General. We know about the top aide.
And you know what the good thing is about the sheriff?
What's that?
They can't say that it's politically motivated by any means because he's a Democrat.
Because he's a Democrat. Well, right.
Yeah.
But again, this is, you know, somebody mentioned, I think it was Eric earlier in the chat room about critical mass or something, but this is one of those examples. When things will hit a critical mass, the Governor Cuomo thing is going critical, you know, any time now. That's exactly what would happen.
And in going along with what was talked about earlier when a couple of people mentioned the Chicago police officers, let me just tell you what I know, and I've got Frank Silvato coming on in hour number 4. These Chicago police officers, ladies and gentlemen, are now being targeted. They are being targeted. There's no doubt about it by whoever it is, the gangs. There's a huge gang presence in Chicago, and they're targeting the cops. The level Right now, we had another cop shot who's clinging to life, this cop's partner. And we've got 65 people as of 2 hours ago that were wounded over the weekend in Chicago. Give me a break. Okay, Kyle, let's go to the phone lines. I think I know who this is. Is this Dan the Man?
Hey, Dan the Man, you were talking about Biden's poll numbers earlier. Now, I'm a Biden fan. I'm a conservative Republican. It would seem to me if he wants his poll numbers to go up, he has to get out there, start doing what Trump did. Take the show on the road and brag about how good the economy is. And I think you'd see his poll numbers come up. He's not doing that. I don't know who's constraining.
Wait a minute. Tell how good the economy is. What planet are you living in?
Well, I'm living on a pretty good one right now.
Well, then you're one of the few because the average Joe is having a tough time.
We're going to go through this for a while. We got changing demographics. But, I mean, you look at unemployment. It's not as bad as it was. It's recovering. You know, people are buying. You know, it's not like we're going into recession anytime soon.
You know where those jobs came from, don't you? Those are the companies that had shut their doors and places that had closed down. They brought the people back, and the jobs came back with them. That's where those jobs came from.
Oh, I know.
Those aren't new jobs.
If Trump would have won re-election, he would have been out there bragging about the recovery.
Yeah.
That's what Biden should do. I don't know. I find it strange. It's almost like his administration is coming unstuck at the scene because there's nobody out there pushing. Hey, go to St. Louis, go to Chicago, go to Pittsburgh, go here. Brag about
he can't draw a crowd. He can't draw a crowd. Every time he goes somewhere, it's 100 people, 200 people, 300 people. He can't draw a crowd.
Well, you get people out there doing it.
Yeah.
You get out there and you start saying the same thing over and over and over until you get sick of hearing it. And when you get sick of hearing it, that's when people really start to listen. But, I mean, if he wants to do it this way, I'll wait for him because he's the last person I wanted to say.
Okay, let me ask you a question because I'm running out of time. Are the Republicans going to take back the Congress and the House and, the House and the Senate?
They're going to take the House. I think they're going to take the Senate easier than what they're predicting.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans now seem to think the Democrats will hold the Senate. I don't either. I think this is going to be a tsunami.
Mm-hmm.
I think this will set the Republicans back on their, or the Democrats back on their heels.
You bet.
This will make 1994 look like child's play.
All right. Got to go, Dan. Here comes the music, but thanks a lot.
All right. Talk to you later on in the week.
Okay. Dan the Man and Kyle, you hang on. And folks, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch as we come back with our Truckers Highway and Bible Report. I'll let you know, give you an update if there's one to give on the storms that are out there. One that's going to be here sooner than later and coming at us again. It is hurricane season. And Kathy is going to... Well, wait a minute. We'll get somebody else to take us to break this time.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe. And keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Don and Donna. They're up there, of course, in Carrollton, Georgia, and we appreciate them doing that for us. This is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J, the world, well, the nation's largest, don't know about world, the nation's largest truck stop chain. Pull in there, find out what they're all about. Tell them you were listening to us, the Captain's America Third Watch, and if you're not already a member of the Truckers Club, you'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee at either the Pilot or the Flying J, and then join that club by going to the kiosk, signing up, and being a member before you leave the dooryard. You get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and the supplies you buy in the trucker store. Okay, an oldie but goodie again. Let's hear from Wilson Pickett this time.
Three. One, two, three.
set to talk about weather-wise, that's Wilson Pickett and, of course, Land of a Thousand Dances. And I remember dancing to that one, Kyle.
Yeah, that goes back to 1966, and it's the kind of music that just brings people together.
Oh, yeah, that was fun to dance to. I remember my dance partner was Beverly Dorlin. And boy, could she dance. All right. Let's take a look real quick at the national weather. You take it away with what you got.
Well, thank you, Captain. Okay, down in southern Arizona tonight, you want to be careful traveling along I-10 if you're near St. David, and also along I-19 if you're near Green Valley. We've got aerial flood advisories there and a flash flood advisory around the St. David area, possible thunderstorms, lots of water. Air quality alerts continue over northern New Mexico, all of Colorado, Wyoming into Idaho as well, southern Idaho, and also central and northern Idaho, excessive heat watches throughout Washington State, most of Oregon, that's the northern and western part of Oregon, northern California as well. And Trucker Eric chiming in and checking in from Evanston, Wyoming tonight, saying it's 54 degrees. And Trucker Eric, on Monday, you can expect 81 degrees as the high there in Evanston, Wyoming.
Ah, all righty. Well, let's take a look at our friends up in Minnesota, northeastern part of Minnesota, Duluth on up to the upper peninsula of Michigan. You've got heavy rain up in there right now. You're going to have some probably some flood advisories, flash flood, small stream of flooding up in that area. And then right now around Eau Claire in Wisconsin, about a 100-mile area there, you've got rain. And, again, you're going to have some small stream and flash floods in that area, it looks like. And then the southeastern corner of Nebraska, half of Kansas, half of Oklahoma, the Metroplex of Dallas, straight up and down I-35, a high heat advisory today, extremely high heat, probably 100 degrees or thereabouts. Southern part of Iowa, same thing. All of Missouri, same thing. Eastern quarter of Arkansas, same thing. Memphis, Tennessee, on down to the northwestern corner of Mississippi, the same exact thing. And upstate New York, you're going to have a bunch of high heat as well. Now, taking a look at the ocean, we've got two systems out in the Atlantic. One's out ahead of the other. And I'm going to call this first one, exactly what they're calling it, Tropical Disturbance Number 1. It's a low-pressure system located about 300 miles east-southeast of the Leeward Islands, producing disorganized showers and thunderstorms. Environmental conditions are expected to be conducive for some development over the next few days, and a tropical depression could form while the low moves west-northwestward at about 15 miles per hour. It's coming right down the slot, so that's why we have to keep our eyes on it. Now, the disturbance is forecast to reach portions of the Lesser Antilles by late tonight, then move over near the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico also on Tuesday, and then near Hispaniola around the middle of the week. Now, tropical storm watches and warnings could be required with shorter than normal lead times for portions of the Leeward Islands as this storm develops. Now, also the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico will be included in that. And in addition, heavy rains and flooding are likely for the Leeward Islands, Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. Interest in those areas should monitor the progress of this system. It has a 60% chance of development over the next 5 days, 50% as of the next 48 hours. But it looks like it's going to have going to be named Fred will be the name of it once it becomes a tropical storm and no longer is a depression. And the one behind it, number two, is a little bit more disorganized. It's 1,000 miles back. It's moving much slower, 10 miles an hour. So we just don't know what we're going to see with that. But, Kyle, it is what it is, and we'll have plenty to talk about during the week as this storm moves towards the Caribbean.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, how can we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Looking forward to it.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and catch his program by going to find out more about it by going to the KyleWarrenShow.com website, and there you can find out more about him and where you can hear his show. All right, well, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Big time surprise yesterday. Nobody thought this was going to happen, but Governor Cuomo's assistant, trusty dusty assistant that had been there, executive assistant for quite some time, turned around and jumped ship.
Don't blame her.
Yeah, I don't either. She has come out and said that He broke the law. The governor broke the law.
Well, yeah, you got to be careful with making those accusations so early, because if there is some kind of a, you know, charges against him, then, you know, that it goes into the court of public opinion, and what happens, you know, then they, it's a mistrial and, you know, all this other kind of stuff. So,
well, here's what the Albany sheriff says, which is where all this is going to probably. He opened up his criminal investigation into Governor Andrew Cuomo, and he says, I'm not going to be intimidated. I'm going to do my job. You know what the best part is about this sheriff?
Okay, tell me.
He's a Democrat. So they can't blame the the political game or anybody's got, you know, this, that, or the other. He's a Democratic sheriff.
This is where things, you know, can get real dicey. You know, I often say, and we often hear, American values, American values, American values. Well, we now know that there's all kinds of nonsense that was going on in the Cuomo government.
Mm-hmm.
And if nothing happens to this man, then there's no such thing as American values. I mean, this is on full display, not only for the entire country, but, you know, for the world to see, you know.
Yep.
Is the United States serious about American values? So we shall see where this goes.
Yeah, and, of course, the other thing that we need to I'll be concerned about when it comes to Cuomo and everything that is going on is the fact that his impeachment is gaining some steam. There's more New York Democrats have come out. They've got enough people in the assembly in terms of numbers to vote impeachment in. And I heard yesterday that as soon as they're able to do this and get what they need to get done, the impeachment proceeding will start, they believe, within the next month or so.
Correct.
So we'll see where that goes. And that's probably the way they're going to get him out, I think.
Well, this, you know, there's argument on that one, but yeah.
I don't see him resigning, do you?
I don't either. This is a global drama, if you think about it.
Yep. All right, hold the thought, because we'll be back with our own drama with more. Because I'll tell you what, when you talk about what's going on in the world in which we live in, we've got the Senate that I believe is still in session, and I don't think they're going to pass this thing. They still don't have enough votes. They do not have enough votes to pass this thing. So, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.